Thank you. We're joined, as usual, by renowned public radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Maureen Moakley is away this week, but we're pleased to welcome as our guest former Rhode Island Secretary of State Matt Brown, who is planning an independent run for Rhode Island governor. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Matt, let's start with your planned campaign. You say you're planning to run for governor. Is there anything at this point that would keep you from moving ahead with a campaign?
Well, I'm preparing to run. And so, you know, as you know, a few days ago, we put out some bold ideas, which hopefully we'll talk a little bit about. And now the next step is to go across the state, which we've started doing, talk to people about the ideas, but also hear other people's ideas. I'm not the only person with ideas in this state to solve the problems we have.
So if you go across the state and people don't like what you're saying, would you end your campaign, or is there anything that would end your campaign?
Well, so far, people have liked the ideas a lot, so I'm encouraged, and we'll keep going, and we're preparing, and we'll certainly be in touch within a few weeks.
So it sounds like you are planning to move ahead with a campaign. Let's ask you this. You've been out of politics since you left the Secretary of State's office in 2007. Why are you planning to run for governor in Rhode Island?
Well, I think that Rhode Island has been stuck for a long time, really for decades. You know, when the national economy booms, the Rhode Island economy stagnates. And when the national economy declines, as it always eventually does, the Rhode Island economy collapses. But either way, we're never out of the woods, and people really struggle here. They struggle to pay for health care. They struggle to pay for housing. We can't quite ever seem to provide a good education for all our kids. We're dead last for education and opportunity for Latino children, which is the fastest growing population in the state. We got a $200 million deficit. So I think we're stuck. And I think if we keep doing the same things, we'll continue to be stuck for decades in the future. And we don't need to keep doing the same things. I've got some new ideas and some different ways of doing things that I want to talk with people about.
Let's go to a question from Scott.
I'm wondering, how do you answer what a friend of mine from the progressive side of the ledger said recently? He said, you know, Matt Brown's a good guy, but where has he been for the last 4 or 5 years when the State House, we've had issues like family leave, raising the minimum wage, reproductive rights? Just where has this guy been? You never see him up there testifying and doing stuff.
Yeah, when I left the Secretary of State's office 11 years ago, I started an international nonprofit organization called Global Zero, which brought together hundreds of political and military leaders from different countries around the world, from different political parties. We had the backing of everyone from President Obama to Ronald Reagan, Secretary of State George Shultz, all working together to reduce the threat of nuclear weapons, reduce the threat that they be used, reduce the number of nuclear weapons, and ultimately seek their elimination. So that's what I've been doing the last 11 years. I think it's been important work. It's been successful. The work continues now, and I think it's something that makes the world safer. Of course, before I was Secretary of State, I was here running City Year, as you know, Scott. We interacted a lot in those years. And of course, our roots are here, and we're raising our kids here, and we're happy to be back.
You talk about the need to move Rhode Island forward. So I'd like to discuss some of Governor Raimondo's policy initiatives. She supported raises for child care workers, paid sick leave, all-day kindergarten, free PSATs, lower tuition costs for some college students, raising the minimum wage, and she's opposed offshore drilling. Does that kind of record add up to a record of progressive accomplishment?
Well, I think that what we need to look at is how's the state doing? And I think, as I said, the state is stuck. I think people are struggling. And they have been not just for the last 3 years, but for decades. And I think that we need not just tweaks and adjustments to the system. We really need to get at the roots of the problems. And the ideas that I have that we've talked a little bit about, but being the first state in the country to build a fully clean energy system and create thousands of jobs that cannot be outsourced, that have to be here, giving the people a stake in that system, a financial stake, like they do in Alaska, where everybody gets a rebate check every year because they've got a financial stake in the energy system. I mean, there are a lot of problems here that need big and bold solutions, and that's what we're putting forward.
Would you acknowledge that Governor Raimondo can claim a record of progressive accomplishment?
Well, I'll leave to her, you know, what she wants to claim about her record. But what I'm doing is putting forward ideas that in some ways are very new. And as I said, are bold, like the clean energy idea, like the idea of taking the more than $2 billion in taxpayer money that every year our state government sends to Wall Street banks to invest around the world, bring that back, putting it in our own bank to invest in our own state to create jobs and lift wages and solve problems here.
You know, it's interesting you point to Alaska. One thing Rhode Island doesn't have is extractive industries. We don't have oil in the ground. And a lot of reason that the folks in Alaska get those checks is because they drill for oil up there.
Well, that's one reason. The other reason is that that state has decided that the natural resources of the state shouldn't be entirely owned by big corporations and banks, that the people should get some, should get their fair share of the
benefits
of those.
But we don't have those natural resources.
But what we do have is wind blowing off of our coast. Some experts say Rhode Island ought to be the Saudi Arabia of wind power. We've got that much wind power. The fact is that we have enough renewable resources, wind, sun, to provide not just all the energy we need, but a surplus that we could export to other states. And I want to make sure that all the benefits of that, the profits of that, don't go to big corporations. They can't buy the sun, the wind, and the water. They ought to go, in some degree, to the people who live in this state.
You talk about making Rhode Islanders stakeholders in the state's renewable energy industry. How do you do that?
Well, there are a lot of ways to do it. The Alaska system is one, where you lease out your property to energy companies, and you take the rent from that and provide people a check every year. But there are a number of mechanisms to do it. Look, around this country, there are, I think, over 40 million Americans who have some ownership in their utility company. There are different ways to do it. In certainly in other countries, which are building massive clean energy systems, the people have some stake in a lot of those communities and a lot of those states. So there's no reason we can't do it here. We just have to think differently. We've got to be bold, and we've got to put some new ideas out there.
One other question on wind energy. Former Governor Carcheri and the General Assembly backed a deal for Deepwater Wind to sell its energy from a Block Island wind farm to National Grid at above market rates. Deepwater Wind says that's what you need to do to jumpstart the industry, and it's a good thing to do. Other people say it's a boondoggle. How do you come down on that?
Well, I'm glad we have some wind energy. It's the direction we need to be going in, but you know, if you look at that deal, Deepwater is a company backed by a massive hedge fund, I think a $32 billion hedge fund, and the rates that they locked in for the life of those wind farms for the next 20 years is going to earn them $900 million in profits off of the people of this state. And that's the kind of thing that needs to change here. We've got to decide, are we for big corporations and banks? Are we for enriching them, or are we for getting people here a fair share and easing their burdens?
So you believe that deal was a mistake?
I believe that the rates were a mistake.
Let's switch gears and talk briefly about the big outpouring by young people to raise concerns about gun violence. Matt Brown, what's your perspective on whether this is going to make a lasting change on the issue of gun violence and school shootings in America?
It's the most hopeful thing I've seen in my lifetime in terms of getting the kind of measures that we need to end this kind of violence. From my background at City Year, where we get young people to do service, that I've always believed in the power, really unique power of young people to change the world for the better. And if we look at what these Parkland students have started, a nationwide walk out of schools, they've raised millions of dollars. They've forced a CNN program on the issue. They're starting to get concessions from companies, pulling advertising. They're starting to get concessions from politicians when they started the first activism on it. In just the last 9 days, this is what they've gotten done.
Scott, your perspective, and also we've seen gun rights advocates also expressing their views, so it's kind of heartening for a small-D democracy to see people on both sides of this debate making their voices heard.
It's really good to see people engaged. I have to say that I think a lot of the folks who look for gun control needed a model, and I always thought that Mothers Against Drunk Driving would be the model that would really help, and now we're seeing it with the outpouring of students.
All right, we're out of time, so we need to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
And independent candidate for Rhode Island Governor Matt Brown, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening. You can find a lot more on our website at ripr.org.